Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Waston. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The catcher, Javier Valentin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia-Para hits a pop-up beyond first. Ortiz can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton hits a line drive beyond second. Benjamin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hawkins, and towards Walker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ortiz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bragg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. One out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Buford. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Nixon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawton scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Coomer moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ortiz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bragg for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Mears reaches second base with a double. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Leary moves to third. Two outs. Damon Buford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Derek Lowe now pitching. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to third. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Ortiz scores. Coomer moves to second. One out. It's Red Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coomer moves to third. Two outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin bunts towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatberg moves to second. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 3 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Trombley now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Swindell now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive beyond first. Vaughn can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Mike Stanley. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. There goes Lewis. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatberg is walked intentionally. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a line drive beyond second. Benjamin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. Mears moves to third. 2 outs. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Hatberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mears scores. Lawton moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.